Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition. See what I did for you there, my little buddy?
Thank you. It is Friday Eve, one of my favorite days.
And we're rolling into the happier 5 o'clock happy hour. And the phone lines, they're still open for you, 844-967-2789. Got sort of a unpleasant email during the commercial break. They'd been on hold nearly 40 minutes, and they were feeling a little impatient, and said, well, apparently you don't want to hear what I have to say. I'm thinking 40 minutes? I park CJ for up to 2 hours sometimes.
Come on, Bob.
If you want to talk to the devils, you got to be a little patient. You know, we usually get to you.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a plan. You know, there's a few topics we want to get to, and you know, some guests you got to get in, and then we can get to callers, Bob. So, you know, if you weren't too rude, and Crudy will take your call, perhaps we'll get you in the happy hour.
I'll tell you what, Dom. Clearly, there was no plan. There was no plan. I was just self-indulgently reading the press release you shared with me.
Oh, yes.
From the Wisconsin Citizens Demanding Election Integrity. The WCDEIXYC. Something like that.
Yes,
man, I was having fun with those people.
Eating their own. What a, you know, grab some popcorn, have a beer, and just let's sit back and watch.
You know, the day is coming, Dom. If my memory serves, and I'm usually pretty good, let me see if I get this one right. On your beautiful daughter Isabella's golden birthday,
yes,
on St. Patrick's Day, that is the day of reckoning for Wisconsin Republicans.
A week from today.
Because they've either got to declare a willingness to decertify the election, or the Wisconsin Citizens Demanding Election Integrity, the WCDEI, is coming for you and your friends, too. Especially you, Robin Voss. That's the, you know, Fancy Brian and I were kind of having a little fun with this. They're coming after Robin Voss and former state senator Scott Fitzgerald, who also got sued in the federal courts today. Maybe we'll talk about that as well. Our buddy Kirk Bankstead plays a big part. But they're targeting the very Republican elected officials, as our pal Fancy Brad so astutely pointed out, that brought you the big lie in the state of Wisconsin.
No doubt. Right, Brian. They're targeting the very people that cracked open this door that allowed for this farce to happen.
And it's cracked.
Now it's in. And these are the very people that allowed for this. So, you know, good. You know, if you don't feel like you're getting the proper constituent services, Republicans, by all means, go after Robin Voss. Go after any Republican you feel you need to. Yeah, go put some wackadoodle in there that, you know, some of your people that think somehow, some way you're going to write into the U.S. Constitution, the Wisconsin Constitution, that we're going to what? Undo. We're going to hit the undo button. You know, control Z, control C. I mean, what are you talking about? This is ridiculous. They will lose the mainstream while they go and try to purge their own. I'm all about it. I look forward to seeing who comes out of that mess so we can stomp their asses.
Tesoro, something like that. Apparently he's a recent carpetbagger, moved to Wisconsin very recently, the veteran. I referenced him before you joined us. He ran for mayor of his hometown, or his newly adopted hometown, garnered about 20% of the vote. You know, so he's a politically active sort. But a short quote from him: decertification is the proper constitutional course for Wisconsin legislators to correct the gross error they made in certifying suspect election results that merit a deeper investigation from the outset. You know, that is constitutional remedy.
That's not in the Constitution. That's not how it works. And if you read, I don't know how much of that those two letters you shared, Crudy.
Damn near all of it.
But they're very complimentary of the investigation by the highly respected former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Gableman. I'm thinking to myself, wait, what? What? Because you heard what you wanted to hear. Gableman, as we've talked about, often offered zero proof. We actually had someone crunch the numbers right from City of Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee clerk of elections actually did the nursing home math on the 32 Milwaukee nursing homes. And
because,
it wasn't 110% or whatever it is that he was claiming, 100%, and then he kind of backed down 95 to 100. And it was like 79%.
Well, I mean, you know, rounding. What are you going to do? You know, it's close enough.
Close enough for government work and special and prosecutions.
I mean, I'm just saying on a grade, a 79 is a C, right? That's a 2.0 versus 100%, which would be an A. That'd be a 4.0.
More like a B minus minus, Tom.
Yeah, if you play that role. But let's not forget, was it Ron Hauer, who's also part of this quote-unquote investigation? He was in charge of, you know, going out to, apparently, according to the
nursing
release of documents, to the nursing homes. And what qualified him to be the investigator? Well, hell, he was in the travel industry for 40 years.
Well, he probably met lots of seniors in the leisure and travel industry. Who do you think's taking all the cruises?
Well, I would suggest that, look, if these things, as they claim, were to happen, rightfully people would be outraged. But they didn't, and there's no proof that it did. So you have one wacky Racine County sheriff in the state of Wisconsin.
And a former Supreme Court Justice Special Prosecutor and the former President of the United States. What more proof do you want? They're all on the same page. You're just not reading the tea leaves.
Well, it's easy to, you know, present some truth, present some fact, and then you can go down that road. But for them, for those, that citizen action group who's claiming they're going to go after all these Republicans if they don't proclaim, number one, good luck with that. I mean, you know what? I'm pretty sure most politicians, like most people, do not, you know, respond well to ultimatums like that. So if you think you got the numbers,
do it.
Knock yourself out. Do it.
A little bit, again, from their open letter to these Republican state lawmakers here in Wisconsin. It's been well over a year that Assembly Speaker Robin Foss and then Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald illegally signed off on the placement of hundreds of statutorily prohibited drop boxes. Now, that's a brand new ruling. I hate to defend Robin Foss and Scott Fitzgerald, but the ruling is pretty damn recent. And it was partisan at that, but anyways, back to their, you know, accusatory presser. That these two leaders, air quotes, ignored all proper legislative process and decided state elections policy on their own is constitutionally and legally repugnant. That your silence and lack of action ultimately permitted Foss and Fitzgerald to get away with this clear violation of state law is worse. And then he actually points out, or they do, you know, the WCDEI, they point out specific statute. And they point out the fact that they kind of did an end around on public hearings. They didn't actually have any public hearings on the legislative propositions they've sent off to Tony Evers for his veto. But it's the wackadoodles, the WCDEI people.
Making sure they dot all the I's and cross the T's. They're the ones that are now concerned about process. But these same ones that are so concerned about Robin Voss's process will just sit back and accept the fraud that Gableman puts out there. Give me some proof.
Here is what they point out. Wisconsin elections procedure are amongst the best in the nation. That part's true, but they don't know that. Leadership claims November 2020 is water under the bridge. They say there's nothing to do now but fix any minor problems for next time. They emphatically assert, yet companion bills AB 946 and SB 946, advanced by Speaker Voss and his cronies in the Senate, will not only enhance corruption, they have suspiciously bypassed proper legislative procedure in public hearing. Now, even a broken clock's right a couple times a day, right?
Right, right.
And what I would point out is I was at one of these Stop the Steal sort of rallies, and Sheriff David A. Clark was there, and Kirkdall, and, you know, a couple of these other loon balls. We keep bantering these righty big lie names around. But one of the major objections they had was the fact that there wouldn't be public transparency in the Gableman reports. I mean, we've seen through a Dane County judge's rulings the ridiculousness of the actual underlying quote-unquote evidence. With the evidence seems to indicate they didn't actually do an investigation, Dom. But the loon balls, the fringe, the WDCEI people, were also the very ones that pointed out, well, why did Robin Voss have to circumvent public hearings and public notice and normal legislative procedure on these bills?
That's how he rolls, baby. I mean, it is Voss.
And why was Gableman not subject to transparent public reports, you know, sort of status reports on the nature of his investigation?
Oh, come on, Crudy, because Gableman are telling the fringe what they want to hear. They say in one of their letters, the release of Special Counsel Gableman's explosive and well-documented report on extensive voter fraud in Wisconsin nursing homes. That's how they put it. Also, with another quote, with Special Counsel Gableman's recent report on widespread voter fraud in Wisconsin nursing homes, the 2020 election results have become morally repugnant, as well, as you mentioned. So they're fine with the non-transparency hustle hack job from Gableman because he produces the result. He tells them what they want to hear. They see Robin Voss as some sort of block to what? To Gableman? Well, of course, Voss is the guy that put the guy in charge of in the first place. So it's just a circular lack of logic from the righties, which I'm not surprised.
But if you are a conservative, and this is a former state Supreme Court justice who claims, and you're not paying close attention, you only listen to Dan O'Donnell, who's also given testimony to this very same committee, right? Yeah. Key witness.
Invited only testimony.
But if that is where you're getting your information, you saw this Gableman report, you heard that testimony of Dan O'Donnell, you get your news from Fox and right-wing talk radio, well, maybe you should be outraged. Because Robin Voss has stolen the re-decertification method of Joe Biden. Go get him! Get him!
Get him!
Get him!
Do it!
And what you gonna do when Hulkamania and the largest arms in the world run wild on you?
I think people will do what's right. They don't need a government mandate to do that.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.